podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Ugh. That laugh made me spit all over my keyboard.
Mmm. Delicious.
Play him out, keyboard spit.
Now no one will take it. I'm going to steal Tim's computer. Ooh, spit. It's got his cooties all over it.
They'll still take it.
Thanks, Noah.
No problem. It just will make you feel good.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off,
then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
Hello!
Indeed.
We welcome you.
The Tancastiest Tancast that ever Tancasted on your Tancast.
It's got a Tancast all over your Tancast. They'll be just like, damn!
You got your Tancast in my Tancast.
That's branding. Well, it's episode 136. Yep. You can suck all our dicks.
Or Tim sucks a lot of dicks, whichever you prefer. I prefer the latter.
You would. You and your fantasies about me sucking your dick.
No, not my dick.
Yes.
No, you don't suck my dick at all.
All right, let's all stop sucking each other's dicks.
Tell us to Tim, he's a dick sucker.
No, only in Noah's head.
No,
so really, Noah's a dick sucker, and he's projecting. Projecting dick sucking.
Is that your only comeback? Come on, come up with besides projecting, Tim. Come on, get original,
what,
sir.
What the fuck? My only comeback? You're only... Tim sucks dicks. I'm so creative! Tim sucks dicks! Hey! Knock knock! Who's there? Tim sucks dicks! I'm the most creative joke master in the world! I say Tim sucks dicks!
But I'm not trying to make a living at it!
I'm not making a living at comebacks to Noah.
Yes, you are.
I'm not! There's no money in that! I'm Tim, the T and Tan cast.
I'm Andy, and I'm just astounded.
I'm Noah. Yep.
I wanted to say this. I've noticed editing the last many shows, actually, not just like the last couple. I think Noah's doing an entirely separate show than we are, because I don't notice till I'm editing it, but I would say 10 to 15 times a show, we don't hear Noah say what, and apparently he missed what we just said, and we just steamroll right over and keep talking.
Noah needs to get the fat out of his ears.
So we need to make a conscious effort to hear Noah say what.
What?
Either that, or Noah needs to make an effort beyond just saying what and then letting it go.
I figure it's not important. You guys never say really anything important, so.
That is true.
Well, you're a piece of shit.
What?
So there's that. I said you're a piece of shit?
Huh?
Piece of shit.
Okay!
Shit piece.
Shall we do some tan laughs?
I don't know, shall we?
Might as well.
If you got a joke you think we ought to know, send it to us, cause that'd be the bomb. Write it on a fan mail and do us at yourmomandtancast.com.
Because now,
Tan-laugh time.
Cause a day without jokes, you know, it's just such a grind. So where are your jokes now, cause it is
Tan-laugh time.
I send you seatbelts, baby, it's
Tan-laugh.
All right, well, I'll start off. This one comes from Joe. It's a quickie. Did you guys hear that a man was caught masturbating in the offices of the New York Times?
No.
Well, apparently it's all over the papers.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's good. I like that. That pleases me.
Mm-hmm. And apparently that guy.
All over the papers. There's jism on my papers.
All right, well, I'll go next. From Todd. It's called Something to Offend Everyone. I think we've read the first one, so I will skip it. Did we do the male masseuse joke?
Does that ring a bell?
No.
I got fired on my first day as a male masseuse.
Nope.
Apparently the instruction, finish off on her face, didn't mean what I thought it did. I thought we'd done that.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't recall it either.
A fat girl served me food in McDonald's at lunchtime.
Okay?
Sorry, the punctuation in that sentence. Why do we care that it's lunchtime? All right. A fat girl served me food in McDonald's at lunchtime. She said, "Sorry about the wait." I said, "Don't worry, fatty. You're bound to lose it eventually."
Horrible.
Poor fatty.
Snow in the forecast. The TV weather gal said she was expecting 8 inches tonight. I thought to myself, fat chance with a face like that. See, that doesn't work because every weather girl is attractive. Mm-hmm. They don't hire you unless you are.
And ugly dudes can have big dicks.
This is true, Noah.
So I'm just saying, maybe...
Ugly dudes can have big dicks. Motivational speaking by Noah.
You know what? That would make one of those posters. You know, like the motivational posters. He's got like the nastiest, it's like, you know, acne scar and like, you know, one lazy guy kind of pointing off in the wrong direction. But just a great big smile on his face. You wonder, why is that guy smiling? And then you read the caption.
Insight? Nothing?
Oh, okay.
It's the guy with the smile, and it's because he has a big dick. I thought it dovetailed perfectly into your joke. Assholes. I'm going to finish reading. I have a new chat-up line that works every time. It doesn't matter how gorgeous or out of my league a woman might be, this line is a winner, and I always end up in bed with them. Here's how it goes. Excuse me, love. Can I ask your opinion? Does this damp cloth smell like chloroform to you?
Hey-o.
Years ago, it was suggested that an apple a day kept the doctor away, but since all the doctors are now Muslim, I've found that a bacon sandwich works best. Last but not least, I took my biology exam last Friday. I was asked to name two things commonly found in cells. Apparently, blacks and Mexicans were not the correct answers.
Nice.
That's horrible. Oh, but true.
I did see a lot of blacks and Mexicans when I went to jail.
We do lock up a lot of brown people in this country. Are you brown? Well, then you're going downtown.
Book 'em, Dano.
Wow.
All right. I got a joke courtesy of Reddit.
All right.
Because I was just reading through, and I was like, oh, there's another funny joke. Ha, ha, ha.
Ah, yay.
Okay. So... What's
what are you waiting for?
I probably edited out the pause, but Noah took a minute to really collect himself in between telling us he read it from Reddit and actually reading it from Reddit.
Well, yeah. I clicked on link in the comments, so I had to go back to the page. There was a gas station in redneck country trying to increase its sales, so the owner put up a sign saying, "Free sex with Philip." Soon a redneck customer pulled in, filled his tank, and then asked for his free sex. The older owner told him to pick a number between 1 and 10. And if he guessed correctly, he would get his free sex. The buyer then guessed 8, and the prior said, "Nope, you were close, the number was 7. Sorry, no free sex this time, but maybe next time." Sometime thereafter, the same man, along with his buddy this time, pulled in again for Philip, and again he asked for his free sex. The proprietor again gave him the same story and asked for him to guess the correct number. The man guessed 2 this time, and the prior said, "Sorry, it was 3. You were close, but no free sex this time." As they were driving away, the driver said to his buddy, "I think the game is rigged. He doesn't give away free sex." The buddy replied, "No, it's not rigged. My wife won twice last week."
I was like, where is this going? I thought the friend was going to go 3.
3 is 3.
Nope. His friend's wife won twice last week.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a pun about, you know, free sex with Philip. All right, here's Philip.
Oh, that would also have been a good punchline.
Mm-hmm. Look at me.
Rewriting jokes on Tancast.
It's like after you get fired and you're walking away all dejected and thinking, oh, I should have said this. I should have said this.
Yep. Or you should just kill that fool for firing you.
Please note, Tancast is not killing that fool for firing you.
Wait, what did you
say? Tancast is not killing the fool?
No, does not condone.
I think you skipped condone.
I did not hear the word condone.
Did I leave some of those words in my head?
I think you did.
Stupid head. Quit being so fat. Words have a tough time getting out.
They get caught in the fat.
Mm-hmm. Just the folds. One of these days you're going to peel back a chin and a bunch of words are going to fall out. Just all over the ground. Words.
That would be hilarious. Like, if you, you know, when you die, you're going to die someday. They're doing an autopsy for whatever reason, and they just cut you open all of a sudden. Kelly Clarkson! Like, just all these words come out. You see, if you put extra RAM in, that will allow you to open more programs.
I actually had somebody this week, there was some random fact that had fallen out of my head. You go, how the fuck do you know that? Someone else goes, because he's scary smart. I'm like, yeah. And yet I'm standing here staring at all of my belongings on my desk, wondering what I meant to grab before I walked away.
He's smart but forgetful.
Yeah.
Just like my balls! Balls!
Yeah, your balls get excited every time. Oh, goody, a shower! Wait a second. Bad things happen to us in here.
What?
You knock them around.
Why would I knock my balls around in the shower?
You yank on them?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would I yank my balls ever, much less in the shower?
Some people like their balls yanked. Maybe you're one of those people. We don't know.
That's what I was implying, is that you are one of those people.
I'm not one of those people.
Tim, this is fiction.
Now we know.
This is faulty research that you're trying to pass off as fiction.
Yeah.
I have time for your Michael Moore filmmaking.
Nice. So what do you have time for?
Once again.
What were you starting to say, Andy?
I said, so what do you have time for? That was my attempt to lead into, so how was your week? What you been up to?
Me and Noah went to Macworld.
Macworld!
Ooh. Was it
I believe we talked a bit about it last week, and we said there might be a video coming. Well, there's not.
Ah, good.
There's not?
It makes no sense. There's like the only part of the video that's at Macworld is us describing the chicken sandwich from the other place.
Okay, so...
Come on, that's hilarious.
Is there a video coming about something?
Maybe. We'll see how good it looks. I doubt it looks very good.
Okay.
It might not be worth it.
Well, there you go. We probably
should be one of the Tancast lines. I'm totally going to make that a tagline for the site.
Which is?
It might not be worth it.
And by might, we mean definitely.
All right, we'll work on it. We'll do a longer video next time. A little more detail.
And like that, when we're sitting and waiting for Sinbad to start, like the light level is all dark, and I'm pointing the camera at me and Noah, but I'm sure it's going to translate to just, oh, black screen.
Wait, did that darkness just smile at me?
Did you get that guy's laugh?
I haven't gone back and listened.
Okay. There was this guy who had a very unique laugh who was sitting right in front of us, and yet he used it quite a bit. He was just, Sinbad was cracking him up.
Better. Could be one of those canon laughs. Just the...
Actually, let's start chronologically. First, we went to Bake Sale Betty's.
No. First, you were born.
What?
Then you grew up.
Wait, no. First, we were on Bart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that lady fucking sat down and started talking to us. It was very friendly, and I was like, either she's crazy or friendly. And so we were talking about...
I think the Venn diagram of that has a lot of filled-in area.
We were talking about some commercial for a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the commercial for a cell phone where they're, like, having tacos in front of someone's office. And the guy walks up and he goes, you know, oh, you didn't tell me about tacos? I like tacos. He goes, you invited, you know, Steve? You know, guys don't even like Steve.
Steve creeps you out.
Yeah, and then, and we're like, that commercial makes no sense. Why wouldn't you just keep your mouth shut? Like, why even mention no one likes Steve? Just be like, oh, tacos, let's eat.
And or, why don't one of the people stop him before he gets further?
Yeah, that too.
Why they'd be like, we sent you a text message, but nobody says anything. They just stand there looking at him.
Like, let's see where he's going to go with this.
Yeah, it's like, everybody's like, who the hell are you, crazy black guy? Who let you in, just because you got a suit?
Anyway, so we were talking about that.
Yeah, and the lady sat down, across from us on the BART, and she's like, huh? What commercial is that? Just interjected in our conversation, and then, I don't know what
I'm
said,
like, it's a commercial where you shut the fuck up.
Well, what's funny, though, is, like, she was talking about how she was going to lunch in Alameda, and Tim's like, oh, I don't know where we're going for lunch. Do you remember the name, Noah? And, of course, I remember the name, because I just...
I didn't say remember the name. I said, where are we going? Oh. Like, I was going, like... I was trying to be general, like, you know, where are we going? I know it's not Alameda, just say the other city. Like, I didn't say that, but I just said, where are we going, Noah? And then he's like, we're going to this place, a specific restaurant title, this cross streets. Come find us, stalk us, love us.
Like, no, I was going for something more general than that. Like, South City or something, well, wherever we were. I didn't know.
When you originally said, I don't know where we're going, I thought you were being, like, vague on purpose and you weren't going to tell her. But then when you tossed it to me, I was like, oh, well, you must want me to tell her.
Oh, Noah. No, he wants you to participate in the lie.
Well, I was unaware.
I know. We work on our fucking codes.
But then, I don't remember what we said. She laughed. She had, like, this kind of crazy... That's funny. It's like, all right.
Yep. Just head back, mouth agape. I was like, oh.
You did give me a look afterwards like, I am worried.
I'm like, this is where she pulls off her skin and reveals she's an alien.
But then afterwards, she started talking about, you know, pretty coherent stuff. And I was like, oh, maybe she's... That's kind of when she kind of went from crazy to just between crazy and friendly.
That's when she was really shading in that Venn diagram.
She got a crayon out. Went to work.
But it was made from human earwax.
My crayons are yellow. Unless I get a head cold, then they're greenish.
Ow. Ooh, that gave me a headache.
Did I ever tell you that my old coworker Reg knew a guy who was saving his earwax to make a candle for his mom?
Twice.
Okay. I thought I had, just making sure.
A, that's disgusting. B, I'm pretty sure earwax doesn't burn.
I don't know if it was a well thought out plan.
Well, clearly not. He's saving earwax.
I don't think he did his Google research. I don't think there was even Google back then.
Oh, that must have been the Dark Ages.
Old man. So then, we got to Bake Sale Betty's, and it was wonderful. I think Tim liked it a little less than I did, because of the coleslaw and the onions.
Onions and celery and fucking peppers and all sorts of shit I don't want on my sandwich, much less in me.
I thought it was perfect. And they had, like, some, like, oil and vinegar sauce also mixed in with the coleslaw. Wonderful.
That was fine.
I would go again.
I would just get the fried chicken sandwich at McDonald's or Burger King.
There you go. Mm. Plus, they're much
or
more convenient.
Or KFC, for that matter.
KFC,
you
could...
it better, or just because they're more convenient?
A, more convenient. B, less coleslaw bullshit. C, less expensive. D is also a letter.
And at KFC, you could also double it down.
Yeah. None of that bullshit bun in the way. Just give me meat. Friedness. Oddly, they had no seating in restaurant. Just one thing outside, which was an ironing board and two stools. Like, there you go. Enjoy your food.
And straighten your shirt.
Although, I don't think that was, like, their main location. I think maybe it was a location that just opened up. They had, like, a second location, like, down the road a bit.
Yes, near where Crazy Lady was going, apparently.
What was that?
Didn't she say she was going to be right up the street from the other one?
Alameda wouldn't be right up the street. Oh, I think she lives right up the street.
Oh, okay. Well, the Crazy Lady had some connection to it. That's all I know.
She did.
And so I'm not going.
Dim's like, fuck that place. Crazy Lady might be like, oh, there you guys are. I've been looking for you. I made you a candle out of earwax. Oh, and here's some yellow crayons. So then we got up Bart and we went to Backworld. And we saw Sinbad. And I felt he was kind of corny.
Was he Sinbad or was he Sin good?
He
was Sin mediocre. How did you like him, Tim?
He was alright. It was just, it felt like sponsored comedy. Like, he was just so, like, everything he had put a slant, like a pro max slant on. I mean, I get the, you know, that's why he's there. But fucking Kevin Smith barely mentioned Mac last year. He was too busy preparing to get kicked off on a Southwest Airlines flight.
So was he up there, like fried cheese and marshmallow sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
Also felt like he was, like, kind of misinformed.
Yeah, Noah's like, every so often these jokes aren't really well researched. Or something, like, they're not very factual. I was like, well, it's comedy.
Well, but, like, he called, what he called Woz, Woes?
Yeah.
It's like, really, you can't bother to get the name, you know, one of the founders of Apple correct? and you're at Macworld, like, come on, do
I know
do
if
a
you see
research.
W-O-Z, maybe you're a little bit confused, but Wozniak, how is that going to shorten up to Woes?
Woes.
Woes.
Plus he claims, like, I've been coming here since 90, what, 5, 6, early on, and it's like, really, you can't remember his name?
It's not mentioned a lot. He's a very obscure figure.
Yeah, you never hear about him. You know, Woes.
He's got a street named after him in San Jose. That's all.
And that whole thing at the end was just like, the pill thing.
That was really gay.
That was not grabbing me.
He came up with a joke like the next thing to come from Apple is going to be the eye pill, which you take and then your brain syncs with all your Apple products. And then he pulls it out and it's a gigantic record or laser discs. Or fuck, there's no reference that the kids today would understand.
Plate. Dinner plate. Everybody's
plate,
silly.
Yeah, thank you, Andy.
Frisbee.
Frisbee. It's a frisbee. It's a dinner plate frisbee.
Yeah, you break it up and take it as a suppository.
Yeah. He wished he'd known about breaking it up originally.
Then, though, we saw someone, I guess, semi-famous on the floor.
Hey, Noah.
What?
It's about that time.
Really?
Is he failing? It just sounds like the connection is shitty.
Maybe. I don't know. Difficult to tell.
Does it sound any better, worse now?
Sounds exactly the same. I think it's the connection.
Oh, you know, hold on one second.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hello, I'm back. Is that any better or worse? Hello,
yes,
hello?
It's better.
Okay. Yeah, it was definitely streaming Netflix.
Ah.
She didn't want to stop. Even though she has, a lot of stuff to watch on the hard drive, she's like, I want to watch this now.
Really? You had to debate about it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. That's odd.
She wanted to watch it then.
You're fucking with my thing. Too bad, fuckhole!
She didn't say it in such a fashion.
Really? She didn't call you a fuckhole?
No. She's like, how much longer is it going to be?
The same amount of time every week.
I think she meant from now.
Sorry, I didn't mean that as a criticism of your wife, because I get asked the same thing. How much longer will you be? Well, how long have I been in here?
My wife just clears out. She's like, I don't have time for this shit. I'm out.
Fuck it. Too much stupid. It's going to get in my head and infect me.
We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
So, back to the Macworld.
Oh, yeah. So, we saw someone famous. I don't know if you would. Did you ever see Chloe's ex-husband on 24, Andy?
Maybe.
Bald guy, British accent.
Yeah.
Got kidnapped.
Total dick.
I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say total dick. I think he was looking out for Chloe's best interests. But he was there, just walking around. And I recognized him. I was like, is that that guy from 24? And I went up and asked him. He's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, just wanted to know.
Are you that guy from 24? Yes, I am. Excellent. You're a dick. I'm going to punch you in the face.
No. And then we also saw a girl wearing see-through pants and a thong.
Wow.
Indeed.
Was it the sort of girl that you want to see in see-through pants and a thong or not?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. She was awfully thin and young-looking.
She was not that young-looking. She was just thin.
We were, following her. I'm like, no, are you following her back to the pedophile van? Or where are we going?
I don't think she was any younger-looking than, some of the girls Tim was checking out. So I don't know why
Hogwash!
He's hung up on this young-looking thing. She was just skinny.
He's trying to just divert.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah?
No, Tim.
Absolutely.
No.
They should create a website like Guess Her Muff, but this one will be Guess Her Age.
Now was that mean? We walked around the floor. We didn't really check out a lot of stuff. I just kind of breezed past stuff, see if there was anything amazing. Not really. That was it. That was really the highlights of the day.
Yeah, it was. Well, we saw Sinbad on the floor and we were waiting to talk to him, but this fucking, he was actually trying to transact some business, and this old guy sort of, shoved in front of us and was just, on his nuts, just waiting to talk to him. I'm like, you're spoiling this for the rest of us who are going to wait and let him transact his business in peace without just being like, are you done yet? How about now? Are you done? Having time? Ready to talk? I'm here. I'm old. Want to talk? I'm old white guy. Hello.
I'm old and lonely. Someone talk to me. My grandchildren don't visit me anymore. You look like a friendly Negro.
Sinbad, the friendly Negro.
According to Noah, I am surly when out in public.
Yes, you are. When we're getting off BART, what did you say? Oh, push the people trying to get out for it. I can't remember what you said. Push to get in?
This dude, we were at, the door's open, and, like, we were trying to exit, and this guy starts shoving his way in before we're off. And I was like, yeah, it's really important for you to get on before any of us get off. Good thing. Yeah, good thing you got on. And before we could even get on, Bart, we were trying to find a parking space.
Yeah, Tim's getting frustrated about that.
Truth be told, Surly Tim is one of my favorite people.
And there was this dude walking, and I was like, oh, maybe he's walking to his car. So we pulled up next to him, and like it looked like he was going to walk past us, so I rolled down the window, and I was like, are you leaving? And he's like, yeah, and he points off to the distance. And I was like, wait, are you parked somewhere? And he doesn't say anything. He just looks at me, and I was like, parked here. And he just and he shakes his head and keeps walking, and not shakes his head like no, but just like, I'm not talking to you. And so I was like, thanks for your help, you motherfucking cocksucker.
Yeah, he was screaming. Although I mean, that guy didn't really speak English very well.
So go the fuck back to Fuckatania.
See what I mean, Tim Surly.
Damn, and seriously, like I'm the one with the reputation for flying off the handle.
I've started to realize people are just so involved in their own personal shit that you can just yell straight at them, get your frustrations out, and they probably won't do anything. And that goes the other way, too. We were standing on the street walking to some candy store to get Stephanie, some candy. And there was this girl riding by on a bike, and I was like, wow, riding that bike has really helped your glutes. Nothing! She didn't react, she didn't look.
He said pretty loud, too. I was like, I'm surprised she didn't hear.
What?
Oh, that reminds me. I want to look up Chinese yo-yo.
Okay.
Sorry.
Tim is just so tiny that, like, he's got no room for anything else. It's just all it in there now. Just whatever damn fool thought pops into his head at any given moment, that's just comes spilling out of his head. It's like, nope, I'm full.
Fuck it. Time to say it.
No room in here.
That was not a Chinese yo-yo.
Ha! Fuck that guy.
He said Chinese, right? Not Japanese?
Yeah, he's a Chinese yo-yo.
You know what puddle jumpers are, Andy?
Nope.
It's like a little propeller on a stick that you spin and flies up in the air.
Oh, like you flick it between your hands? It's like one hand goes forward, the other hand goes back?
Yeah, so you spin it.
Yeah.
We got some in like the bag. What?
I Google puddle jumpers, I get nothing of that.
Really? I don't know, that's what we call them.
I think it's just a little, like a whirligig. I don't know, make it worse. Whirligig,
let's try that.
Point is, it's not a Chinese yo-yo, like someone. I got one image of what I'm thinking of.
Huh, whirligig actually is closer. Not the actual thing, but at least things that spin.
Yep.
Things that have a propeller. Like I got fucking water wings when I Googled puddle jumper.
Yeah, I saw that, and Crocs.
There it is. Mark it off. We hit the Crocs mark.
This guy, he's like, Chinese yo-yo. Like, all indignant. Like, hey, idiots, it's Chinese yo-yo. Know your culture.
Oh, he thought that spinny thing is a Chinese yo-yo?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Chinese yo-yo is two big, wheels with a little tiny rod in between them, and two sticks with a string, and you can, like, flick it up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got some drink on some lady's iPad, and she seemed a little irritated. Oh, you got... Drink iPad. <No, it did. laughs> was that her?
Was that her? Who?
The lady.
No, that was me. You said we got some drink on some lady's iPad.
Yes.
We don't know who it was. You were drinking too.
One of us was drinking Coke. I mean, one was drinking soda. The other one wasn't. She said, you got Coke on my iPad.
She assumed it was me because I was black. Blacker.
Yep. And also drinking Coke.
It could have been cranberry juice.
It wasn't.
She didn't taste it.
They look different.
She did not take it to the lab, do some research.
I like how she's like, you got a napkin or something? I'm like, how much could it possibly have been? Like, we were nowhere near her, so it must have been like the tiniest little dribblet. Like, fuck you and fuck your shitty iPad.
Not only that, she's like, you got a napkin, and then she proceeded to take like 5 minutes cleaning it, shutting off the screen. It's like, Jesus, lady.
I totally, then I just started laughing, and I was like, what are you thinking? What are you laughing about? And I was like, I'm just picturing spitting a mouthful of this cranberry sauce all over her iPad.
Like doing a fake sneeze?
But I couldn't
sneeze.
Actually say it out loud because she was right next to us. But, oh, it just made me... Yeah, the image in my mind was... made me laugh so much.
She would have been so sad.
Tim walking by. Achoo!
She would have cried tears of period blood.
Alyssa, you are odd. You're an odd duck.
Oh, then people are laughing at us because we were playing with our puddle jumpers and almost hitting people, or whatever you want to call them, whirly-do.
Spinny mats.
We were prancing around, and I got a defective one.
I don't know about prancing.
You were prancing, Tim.
Tim, you prance.
I'm going to say no.
Like a little pony.
Were you? No.
Like a pony. Were you having fun, Tim?
Was I having fun?
Yes. Then you were probably prancing.
Go fuck yourself.
Dude,
classic propeller toy.
You skipped and then leapt onto my hip when we were approaching Disneyland.
We were already inside Disney's California Adventure, Mr. Rewrite History.
I thought we were outside.
But you pranced.
Well, you were wrong.
I thought we were on the approach.
Wrong.
And then I just sidecarred you.
WRONG.
All right. Now that my son's vocabulary is getting bigger, we have to spell a lot more things. Like, kid is crazy for apples and grapes, so we can't say the word apple or grape because he thinks that he's about to get one, and then he will go nuts when he doesn't.
As kids will do.
Yeah. Appa, 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 guap, guap.
That's his word for grape?
Yep.
Guap.
Appa?
No, appa is apple.
I think Tim's
you
mocking
are
your...
You the dancing queen, young and sweet. Appa.
Abba.
Abba. Sounds more like ABBA than Apple. Just give him an ABBA record every time he says ABBA.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck down.
Well, I found the little puddle jumper things that you guys were playing with under mini hand helicopter. That's the only thing I've been able to find it under.
I found it under plastic propeller toy.
All right.
Well, we were playing with it. It was awesome.
Excellent.
I still have them. I was playing with them in the parking lot yesterday.
Did your wife stare at you like you're an idiot?
Yeah, I was like, Danelle, come here. I'm going to play with this in the parking lot. I want you to watch.
Honey, 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 look. Look what I got. Look. Look. Come watch me play with it.
Oh, wait. I did do it in the house, and she reacted as though it were made of razor-sharp metal and spinning at her face at 400 miles an hour. I'm like, it's not even near you. Why are you...
My wife does that all the time. Oh, you almost hit me in the face. So close. Like, was it close to your face?
My wife does that when I'm throwing our son around. She's like, oh my god, you almost dropped him. Like, relax, I caught him before he hit.
So she was like freaking out like you were going to kill her with your little toy?
Just the once, because I stopped doing it. I was like, all right, I'll stop. You're going to act like an abused child.
She's gonna start getting freaked out when helicopters fly by.
It's coming right at me. It's at 15,000 feet.
It almost hit me in the face.
What happened? Haley's Comet.
Went right past my head.
That's not even due back until like 2550 something.
Ah, it's back again.
Sorry, 2050 something.
Damn it.
Stupid Andy. Math work right in the head, mouth not connect.
So yeah, it was a joy, but I don't know if I would go next year unless they have someone that I really want to see for some reason. Like, I'm like, oh my god, they have that person? Let's go.
Yeah, I can't help but think that Macworld without Apple is going to be missing something.
I went to Macworld years and years and years ago, and it was crazy big. Like, I mean, granted, everything seems bigger when you're younger, but like it seemed like there's so much more stuff to see. Now you can pretty much walk around the show floor and see it all within an hour. I mean, not in depth, like, but you can see basically what's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, our walking by and seeing it entails us walking by and seeing it. Like, that's literally it. Like, we don't stop. We don't ask questions. We don't touch things.
We did touch the sumo face thing.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Like, boring, 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 boring.
What I like to say is it was a nice demonstration of booth babes.
All right.
I need to go to more trade shows.
Did you compliment any of them on their glutes?
I did not.
Mm.
It wasn't until we got outside that I came up with that genius line.
You know, all this standing is really good for your ass.
There were some attractive boothy babies.
Boothy babies.
Boothy babies.
You fall into Borat?
Yeah.
Freaks.
You're a freak. Freak.
You're a freak.
Boom.
How was your week, Andy? We didn't talk about your week.
My week was just pretty average. Watched Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
What did you think?
The movie I enjoyed. It was very odd, very quirky. My wife's mentioned a couple of times, this movie is a lot weirder than I expected. Like, that's pretty much exactly as weird as I expected. She's like, yeah, this is a lot weirder than I was ready for.
Get ready, baby.
You know, just the random shit happening, like whenever the doorbell rings, like Ding Dong appears behind somebody, and
I've yet to see it.
It's very comic booky.
It is based on a comic book.
I think you'll like it, Tim. There's a lot of video game references in it, including some classic Zelda.
Excellent.
Yep. One thing I did not like about it, we got it from Netflix. We got it on Blu-ray disc. And one of the big selling points of Blu-ray, where they were talking about like the fact that it's got a whole programming environment inside of it. So instead of like DVDs where you had like static menus where you can like select things and move around or whatever, the menu interaction was supposed to be so much greater because it's all programmed and whatever. It just seems like that makes the shit take longer to load, and it gives these assholes more ways to like put ads up in front of your face. Like, it was bad enough when it was like tapes on video cassette, and you had like that 3-minute block at the beginning that you never wanted to rewind all the way back through, because then you had to watch the same goddamn previews again, or you had to fast forward and try to find the beginning of the movie. And then with DVDs, they started putting the trailers up at the beginning and making them non-skippable. Well, now there's like trailers up at the beginning that you can't skip by, and then you gotta wait for it to load some shit off the internet so it can play that and you can't skip by it. And then when the menu's up, like interactive shit's downloading from the internet, but it's all ads, so it's like more ads in the fucking, and like current ads, like, oh, this is now in theaters, like right there in the fucking menu. So just trying to actually get in and watch Scott Pilgrim versus the World took us like 3 minutes as I'm sitting there hitting like every button on the remote. I'm hitting top level menu, I'm hitting fast forward, I'm hitting skip. Fucking nothing's working.
Isn't that fucked up? Like,
oh yeah.
It's so odd. Yeah, that,
and these assholes wonder why we pirate shit. You know why? Because it's easier to get, and we don't have to watch your goddamn ads every time. It gets us what we want.
Like, I can understand, like, okay, if you're renting it, maybe put some ads on it. But, like, even when you buy it, that shit's still there.
You know what? I paid to fucking rent it.
Right, yeah, but yeah. I would say paying and buying are a little bit different.
Okay. But, yeah, there's a ton of my DVDs down in my basement where it's like, you start it up, and it's like, coming soon. No, fucker, this DVD's 3 years old. Did you think that maybe the DVD might be around a little bit longer than this shitty-ass movie that you're trying to get me to go watch coming soon in theaters?
So, Tim could not believe, or did not realize that they actually put Blu-ray advertisements on Blu-ray discs?
Yes.
Like, see the power of Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, because when we were at Macworld, they had a while we were sitting there waiting for Sinbad, they had a commercial for Macworld. I'm like, I'm here.
You got me.
Mission accomplished. I am no longer your target market.
This is the biggest waste of ad space ever. You could be selling me anything right now, and you sold me something I'm already doing. That'd be like if we put an ad right here, like, you should listen to Tancast. Well, fucking A, maybe I ought.
Stop listening to Tancast, go listen to Tancast.
Turn Tancast off. Cantast. Fuck me. Oh, stupid fat mouth getting in the way of my words.
Did you guys notice I just went to the bathroom?
Yes.
Yes.
You didn't comment on it.
I was like, it's out running water, and then it stopped. I was like, well, I'll just let it go.
That was pee.
There was pee, there was toilet flushing, there was all sorts of good stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's hand washing.
I'm glad you shared that with us, Tim.
We're aware. Glad we could experience that with you. And I'm sure all of our listeners were, too.
I bet. They're like, this shit just got real. They took bathroom humor to a whole new level.
They took out all the humor and just let you listen to the bathroom.
Knock, knock, who's there?
This shit got real dumb.
Came up with a new saying while we were on the floor at Macworld. I was like, hey, Noah, do you like solving mysteries? He's like, what? I said, somebody farted. Guess who?
I didn't have to guess. I knew who.
So then, consequently, after that, I would just go, uh-oh, another mystery.
Lovely.
Oh, it was disgusting.
one of the many reasons why I love my son so much. My wife and I have farted around, mostly me, but every once in a while she'll fart and giggle. We've done it enough that he has definitely got it into his head now that farts are funny. So every once in a while he'll just be running by, all of a sudden he'll stop and he'll look at you and go, and then all of a sudden you hear this, brrrr, and then he'll just burst out laughing like he told a joke. And we laugh too, because he did.
Dad, I got a good one for you.
Oh, squeaker.
Squeaker.
Oh, by the way, I owe Jeff an apology. I said that he didn't say... He said something derogatory about Anne Hathaway in last week's show. What he technically said was he didn't find the character of Catwoman interesting enough to do again.
Ah.
Like it had been done enough times. And then I started to say, well, what about the Joker? You would have said the same thing. He's like, and I know. And I said that exact same thing in that comment thread. And sure enough, he did. So we had him eat a bag of cat dicks for nothing.
No. I don't know. What do you mean we?
You signed off on it.
No, I didn't.
Go back and listen to the tape.
Where's my signature?
Roll 212.
That was the Daily Show reference.
Thank you.
Because no matter what Jon Stewart does, apparently it's always queued up on 212. Ah, delicious. Oh, I did one other thing this week.
What did you do?
I determined I was done with Lie to Me.
Oh.
Oh.
So sad.
Been watching that show since the beginning. Got to a point where I'm like, every show's the same. You start off, you know who's lying, you're pretty sure you know why they're lying, Cal Lightman's a dick, and fucking nothing else happens. Like, I've seen this show before. It's every other episode of this show.
Yeah, I mean, most of the shows we watch are the same. Like, well, especially procedural shows.
But that one's not even like a procedural show. It's not like, you know, people do science or, you know, like, it's some crazy-ass shit. It's like the show starts and you either are told who the bad guy is, or you can figure it out because a fucking idiot is writing for them. So the last show that I watched, the last episode, and it wasn't the one, whatever one aired this week, it was the one from last week that we actually watched, I don't know, Monday or whatever. We're watching the show. I'm like, yep, that girl did it, and her brother's involved. We get to the end. Yep, brother's involved. Actually, I guess at the end it was the brother did it, and the sister was involved. Ooh, twist.
What a twist!
Yeah.
What did I drop?
One of these guys is a murderer, and one of these guys is the accomplice. Well, you know what? At that point, it's not a real big, like, oh my god, the other person pulled the trigger. They were both in the fucking room. Who cares? Guilty, guilty. Lock him up.
Andy is done.
I'm glad Andy's not my judge. Who cares? Guilty, yeah. Guilty. Lock them up.
That's not true. When I was on that jury, I almost let a girl go, even though I was pretty sure she'd been drinking before she was driving.
You didn't almost let her go. You convinced the rest of the jury, wait, fuck this chick.
It was up until the point where she said what she had to drink, and I realized, oh, shit, that is a ton of alcohol. And then the fact that she had a GPS, and part of her, well, we just pulled over here on the side of the road, was not, we were impaired and not thinking clearly, it was, we didn't know where we were. At that point,
wow,
I was like,
wow, nobody else caught that but you?
I'm a fucking genius.
Not required to catch that piece of information.
That is true.
That's a clue in fucking a Batman cartoon.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you see, old chum, they said they were lost, but they had a GPS. Holy busted alibi, Batman!
Yeah, it really did feel like I was in the middle of an Encyclopedia Brown when I pointed that out to them.
That's a much better reference.
Thank you. I was like, holy shit, like she actually dropped the two things that are going to hang her. Like, you know, it wasn't the clever prosecuting attorney. It wasn't the stuff that was on the tape of the cop being a total dick to her. I mean, shit, just the way the cop was treating her, we almost let her go. We kind of all got back in the jury room. We're like, yeah, you know, I guess he's just doing his job. But look at the way he does it. I mean, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. Like, everybody back in there, we were all like, man, you know, we're all raised to be law-abiding citizens and to respect police and the difficult job they do and all the rest of that stuff. But this cop's a dick. He is like Dickie McDickenstein.
Wow. You should have let her go just to send a message to that cop.
You know, thinking back on it, there's a little tiny part of me that regrets that I didn't.
Yeah.
Because you know
it's
what?
Called your human decency.
Yeah.
Maybe we should listen to it more often.
If I had just kept my bitch mouth closed, that girl would have walked.
Bitch mouth.
Yeah, because seriously, the way everything else was going, until I told the people, that drink has got a ton of alcohol, and I pointed out the GPS thing, everyone in there was like, fuck it, they didn't prove their case.
Now,
later.
Aren't you, like, as a jury person, aren't you just supposed to go by what is presented in the evidence?
No, they actually specifically pointed out that you don't only go by what's in the evidence, you also have to bring in, like, your understanding of the world. So you can't go out and, like, get research materials or whatever, but if there's something that you already know, you're not expected to just, you know, forget that you know it because nobody mentioned it during the trial.
Hmm. I don't know. I remember when I was a jury, I'm pretty sure they said go by the evidence. Because that's how people get off on technicalities, because they don't present something that they should have.
Well, technically, she said both those things in court, so those are evidence.
Yes.
Well, right. Like she said she drank it, but the average person doesn't know how much alcohol is in said drink, right?
Yes, but I did.
Right, that's what
I'm
saying.
And it's not that I can suddenly pretend that I don't. It's the same thing as, like, just because nobody explained how a car works or how the roadways operate or the fact that you really shouldn't pull over into the inside median on a busy highway, just because nobody pointed those things out doesn't mean that we all were expected to just forget that.
Andy's got a point.
I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Well, you can remain skeptical.
I will.
So I think I heard before we started on that trial thing, Noah gave up V.
Yep.
Ah, I haven't even started on V, but...
I wouldn't bother.
I was going to say, give me your arguments, counsel.
I don't know. It's just not good sci-fi. It's just... I don't really find it interesting. The special effects are pretty bad. Yeah.
At least the old V was, like, campy. Even when it was
maybe
on,
maybe they're trying to go for that
campy.
With the kind of not great special effects. But I'm
no,
just,
I think they're just cheap.
I just stopped caring. I'm just like, I don't care about this show anymore.
If they'd been going for it, it would have looked like Xena Warrior Princess or Hercules or whatever. When modern stuff is trying to be campy, you know it. It's not subtle. In fact, yep. It can't be subtle and campy.
I did not know it. And then I was like, fuck this show. And then I'm always...
But tell them what show you stuck with.
No Ordinary Family.
Ooh, yeah. See, I'm like half an episode from bailing on that one, too.
Are you current?
Was there one this week?
I don't believe so.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, the last one that I saw was something about, like, lockdown or some shit like that.
Yeah. I think that was the last episode.
Okay. Then, yes, I'm current.
You made it this far.
So, just the fact that we get to the end of that episode, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen this episode or thinks that they might eventually watch that show or is in another country where they haven't started showing the show yet. Whew! Yeah, you get to the end of the episode, and the dude has now he has explicitly shown that he has incredible powers, and so many other things in his life have indicated maybe he's not trustworthy, and the girlfriend is just going to go ahead and keep his secret. It just tipped right over into that, like, Palin rift for me. It's like, no, there's way too much stupid at the bottom of that well.
I think it's more denial than stupid, though.
Yeah, but...
Like, it's obvious she doesn't do good with the guys.
Yeah, and he was the first guy that she's ever slept with and all the rest of that stuff. But at a certain point, I mean, people do stupid shit all the time. I mean, Tosh.0
exists. I mean, women stay with guys that beat them, and they're like, oh, he's a good guy. So to me, it's not really suspending that much disbelief to just think, oh, well, maybe he's not a bad guy. You know what I mean? Like, there's stuff in reality that would support people doing that.
Yeah, but there are so many other things in that show where people do stupid shit. People who have been established to be, like, smart, sensible people do stupid shit just to move the plot forward. The dad wears stuff to, like, cover his face and then takes that stuff off. And, oh shit, he gets seen.
Yeah, they do that in the cape, too. I'm like, why the fuck would you ever take the mask off?
Yeah.
Like, there really was no reason for you to take the mask off just then.
Yeah, the last episode of The Cape, he did exactly that. He's, like, breathing heavy, like somebody just beat the shit out of him, or he's having trouble breathing for some reason, and yeah, the mask just comes off. Like, dude, you're still in public and wearing your costume. It's not like you're Superman, you ducked into a phone booth, came out as Clark Kent, and are walking around like, whew, I'm winded, and I think I broke this rib. It's like, hey, I'm The Cape, by the way, I look like this missing guy. This missing guy. You know that face that you've been seeing all over the news, like, for weeks? This face? Yep, check it out. I got it. It's been under this mask the whole time. Might as well put on a fucking musical called I Am the Cape, starring whatever that dude's name is.
The Cape.
No, I was thinking it was better if it was, you know, starring the actual character name.
Yeah, I don't remember his character name.
Yeah, the two things that have me coming back to the Cape for maybe a couple more tries, Keith David and the little short guy that likes to punch people. I want them to have their own show.
I know it looks pretty, but I didn't take it out for air.
A bunch of retards I wouldn't trust with a potato gun.
Where's that from?
Bruce Willis has to drill the asteroid before it destroys the Earth.
Armageddon?
Yes.
You couldn't just say Armageddon?
It had fallen completely out of my head.
Ah, okay.
I got to the end of it and was like, Doomsday. No, fuck. Close.
My wife likes it, so if she likes the show, I'll usually keep watching it. Like, if it's something we both started together, I'm like, oh, I'll keep watching it. And then I'm sure she'll drop off eventually, because that's usually what happens.
You know a show I like?
What?
Wipeout.
Yes, I was very surprised you wanted to go on that show. You really want to
go on
that show?
Yes, I want to go on that show.
You do?
Yes!
You realize people get hurt, right?
Barely.
I don't know. I've never seen anyone, like, get carried away on a gurney, but when they biff it sometimes, it looks like that hurts.
Yeah, when somebody hits their face up against one of the big red balls and kicks themselves in the back of the head, I'm like, oh, I don't think the spine is meant to flex that way.
Yes,
that's just poor planning on their part. I see what they're doing wrong. I could get in there and get it done.
Tim, I think every single one of the – well, not every single one of them. Clearly, there are some delusional morons on that show.
Yes.
But I think most of them think, I see what everyone before me has done wrong. And then they fling themselves at the big balls and go, oh, holy shit, this is a lot higher than it looked on TV.
Those people are fools. I will get it done. Wipe out. Let me in there.
All right. Well, try out, Tim. I would love to see you. I would record that and keep it forever.
Dude, yeah. I would save that thing to disc. I would. If you go before me, I would play that at your funeral. If you don't go before me, I would demand it be played at mine.
I would edit it so I could back up and, like, look, so, like, here's where he kicks himself in the face.
Look at that. His foot just came off, bounced off that obstacle, and kicked him in the nuts.
Ow.
You know what I love?
I love sex with men?
Bacon?
What?
Huh?
Yes, bacon. Probably not what Tim said.
Good guess.
I like when someone falls so hard, their shoes fly off.
Yes.
Fucking, I'm like, that's some hard falling. Like, I saw someone try to do, like, a flip or something and landed, like, kind of on his chest and face. His shoes just flew off. I'm like, fuck. How do you land so hard your shoes just pop off your feet?
What I would really love is Wipeout After Dark. I would love to see that on DVD. Where all the women that show up, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm totally going to run this in my yoga pants. Yeah, those things aren't coming off when they get completely just soaked in water. Ah, my ass is sticking out. Yep, it is. Stupid bar. Curse you, bar! Curse you, family station!
So you just like people getting hurt, Tim?
I do.
Okay. Tim likes hurt. I like naked. I think Wipeout's got everything.
Do you like it when people win?
Yeah, that's what I've noticed, that, like, I've started, like, I root for somebody by the end of the show with more passion than I root for, like, actual sports team and actual sports, including when I used to play sports. I'm like, look, we'll win, we'll lose, who cares?
We're all getting orange but slices, like, and high C at the end.
But I was like, come on, Mikachu!
Is that someone's name?
That was with the character.
They gave everyone names.
That was her nickname on the last episode. She was a tiny Asian gal, and her friends called her Mikachu.
It's like they used to promote the hell of that show, and like it seemed like you don't really hear much about it.
No, they still seem to be promoting it.
I mean, I see every once in a while. Is Jim Henson still on there?
Yes,
John Henson. But yes, Jim Henson is dead.
Yeah,
I thought
Jim Henson's on there. He's in the water. That's why it's brown.
Hi ho.
They've just been letting him rot.
Oh, uncalled for. You know what show I'm kind of done with? Not done with, but I felt like it definitely jumped the shark.
Hmm.
Tosh.0.
Really?
I feel like it hasn't been funny at all this season.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I think my wife might be trending that direction, but I'm still amused by the stuff.
I feel like maybe Dave Chappelle had a point. Maybe you get two seasons and then you stop.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know. Like, he keeps saying fucked up shit.
Yeah, but it's kind of the same fucked up shit. It's like, yeah, we expect you to say that.
Okay.
Like, before it was like, oh, zany. Now it's like, yeah, racist.
Holy shit. Sorry, you could delete Tosh.0, replace it with a Tancast.
Yeah, but no, I got nothing. No. We have nothing over Tosh.0.
we're the same three assholes that we started
over
this.
Ass. They're about to ask you to replace him, Tim.
I bet they are. Ooh. Any minute.
Gonna call Bab.0.
Is your phone on, Tim?
Nope.
I better turn on so then call.
No.
All right.
I'm not gonna turn it on so you can call and then have a little joke at my expense. Lick a dick.
No, actually, I wasn't gonna call at all.
You just want to get excited.
A bag of cat dicks. You can have Jeff's bag of cat dicks.
A bag of barbed cat dicks. Cat dicks have barbs.
Oh, so remember when I said that my week was very average?
Uh-huh.
You
How
lied.
Average it is I actually got excited about potentially spending $10 on a game that was incredibly buggy that was released this week.
Woo!
Yep.
Party animal.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be stopped.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
That's like the only way I even found out about this game was, holy shit, actually that proves my wife right. My wife was saying, you know what, they may have released this game with all these bugs and a bunch of patches just like ready to go, just to get the bad press since it's a little tiny indie game. Like, no, nobody would do that. I mean, because like they're getting lit up in the gaming press. And there was a lot of people, I guess, in the press had like done previews of it and like were really excited about it when it was coming out and had like already written a bunch of shit about it. Like, I don't think this bad press is really helping them. And then I realize I don't follow, like, a bunch of gaming press, and I still heard about this game because of how buggy it was. Like, some other news site had tried to review it, and, like, nobody in their staff was able to get the game to run on the day it was released. So instead they wrote, like, this really, really negative article. It didn't even seem like a news article. It seemed like just somebody, like, really, really bitchy writing a blog. And I couldn't play, and then my friends could play, and we had taken time away from our significant others and our kids, and the whole evening just lost and couldn't play it at all. But still, you know, that brought it up to the point where I could see it. But apparently people out there can play it. You know, some systems not, some systems do, some usernames, whatever. It's like random shit that causes breaks in this. But I went to YouTube and I found some gameplay videos. The game's called Magicka, by the way. That's with a C-K-A at the end. Otherwise Magicka. Spelled just like magic.
Magicka!
Yeah,
Magicka,
it's crazy.
Magicka,
he plays this little wizard. Everybody in the world speaks, I don't know if it's actually Swedish or if it's like Simlish, where it's the like nonsense language. Because to be honest, Swedish sounds like a made-up language to me.
I think Tim's providing commentary on your commentary.
Alrighty. So everyone talks in these, like, you know, crazy kind of make-em-up sounding words. And then the whole gameplay is you've got all these different things that you can mix together to make spells. So, like, you got lightning and you've got, like, this beam weapon. But then you can mix lightning and beam to make, like, a lightning beam. But if you fuck it up, you might turn it into a health beam if you hit health instead of death. You can set yourself on fire on accident when you're trying to make yourself fireproof if you click the wrong button. It just seems like a really wacky, chaotic game, and then like the fact that you can experiment and try to make up your own new favorite spells, it just seems like a really, really interesting concept. So I spent the weekend, honestly, trying to get Windows reinstalled on my MacBook so that I can load the demo up of that game and see if it runs. And if it does, I think I'm going to buy it.
Buy it!
Because it seems like $10 worth of fun. It definitely seems like it's more than half as much fun as it would cost me to buy the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World Blu-ray disc and sit through those goddamn commercials every time I wanted to watch it.
Woo!
What are you oohing about, Tim?
About his fiery anger for the Scott Pilgrim DVD intro.
I totally caught my wife by surprise. I'm just sitting there quietly hitting buttons, then I'm hammering buttons, and then all of a sudden she's like playing with Junior, he's making a bunch of noise or whatever, and she just hears me over in my chair, "For fuck's sake!" was it me? Was it Junior? Like, oh, no, I'm just yelling at the little spinny piece of plastic that doesn't have ears.
But it felt your anger.
Yeah. Well, technically I'm yelling at the assholes who did it.
That'll show them. Well, they're spending your money there in fear.
Fear that they won't have enough. I don't know.
So someone just needs to create a website and you know, like start a little boycott. Every time a disc gets released with annoying shit at the beginning, like, all right, nobody buy this. Fuck, who am I kidding? It's not going
to
work.
We can't even get people to vote.
Yep, exactly.
Think we can stop them from buying Paul Blart Mall Cop? I doubt it.
Oh. Blart.
Blart.
And with that blart, I think we should bring our blart to a close.
Mm.
Blart, blart.
Blart it down and blart it out.
Dibbidi-doo-dah, bye-bye.
That was a Chappelle Show reference, all. All right, well, everyone have a week. This was 136, and we sucked some dicks.
And turned some tricks, and then got your fix.
And then played pickup sticks.
While listening to Stevie Nicks.
And an ABBA mix.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
Were we eating tricks?
Crickets?
All right, that's just going to end as any place to stop recording.
Yes.
Tricks! It's making the show. Go rip your shit down. Do my own mix.